Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Jimmy Pardo and failed to mention news with Jeff Oske. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello?
Hey, it's Tiger.
Oh, hey, Tiger. What's going on, man?
I need you to do me a huge favor.
Yeah, sure thing, man. What do you need?
Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe call her.
What?
Oh. So if you can, please take your name off that.
Are you me? She knows about us? Oh, man, this is bad. This is really bad.
Just have it as a number.
Oh, boy. No.
She hasn't seen the photos yet. Tiger, you still love me, right?
Okay, yeah, do this for me.
Please tell me you still love me. Tiger? Hello?
Aww.
Hello?
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jimmy Pardo is here.
Hello.
We're getting fan mail.
Why wouldn't we?
For Jimmy? All right. Okay.
Jason says, Jimmy Pardo is my favorite comedian ever.
Thank you, Jason.
I saw him a decade ago and got him to sign a copy of his Pompous Clown album. I've listened to his podcast every episode since episode 10.
Thank you.
Everywhere he shows up,
he doesn't have more,
is always a lovely time.
Aww. Thank you.
What a nice letter.
I was expecting the turn to come at some point during that letter, but nothing but positive.
I can make up some stuff.
This is young Jason?
Yes, this is from Jason.
Thank you, Jason. Jason gets it.
He does.
He gets it in a way that others just haven't.
Mr. Pardo is back on the road doing a handful of shows.
Handful.
And he's spent much of the last week, I imagine, listening to old tapes. Remember what the hell you used to
do? Oh, I got
to
remember the old act, right? They brush it off. This Bush is doing some stuff in the office, huh?
Yeah.
This Gulf War is getting tough.
Yeah. That Dean Rusk.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you hear about the Cheney shot a guy in the face. Come on, folks.
Come on. Wait, German kid Kissinger somebody? What the hell? Yeah. We thought, again, a little bit of a comedy schooling would be in order.
Okay.
We recognize the fact that not every effort we make at a joke works on this show.
Sure.
Few do.
We got a lot of time to fill.
Therefore, we sometimes ask a staff member, Jeff Oske, to help us by doing news that we failed to mention. There he is right there, Mr. Jeff Oske in the big screen. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Mr. Pardo.
Hello, Jeff. Now, nice to see you again, young man.
I believe Jeff Oske is responsible for one of my favorite Jimmy Pardo recorded moments, which is one where you're making fun of Jeff Oske for like the first 5 minutes. Is it Sparazza? What do you call? How do you call?
Sprezzatura.
And he was emceeing, and you referred to him as you're doing your comedy act there about how his beard grows.
Yes, I believe I did insult him for laughs and hurtfulness.
Yes,
Jeff, I apologize to you publicly for.
Oh, I enjoyed that meal. It was so worth it. Saying I looked like the Gordon's fisherman and that I had a piece of cod hanging out of my beard the entire time.
Well, then you would have thought maybe you trim that thing. Maybe you take the hints.
No.
No, but all you guys, you like these weird beards now. This is the thing, right?
I'm just lazy, yeah. Man.
Yeah, you look good in this suit and tie, though.
Well, thank you, sir. Hey, I know you don't know what I do here, but we give you a lot of the news each week, Jimmy, but we don't give our listeners all the news, so I come on every Friday. I give our listeners the news that we failed to mention.
Now, here's Jeff Oskey with what you failed to mention news.
Pew, 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 pew.
I'm sure you saw in the news this week, Aaron Rodgers is going on a darkness retreat this week. Aaron will be in total darkness for 4 days and nights without any electronics or even his cell phone.
Hmm.
What you failed to mention, that's not a darkness retreat, Aaron. It's called being broke. I was on a darkness retreat for most of my 20s, if that's the case. India has trained drug-sniffing squirrels to assist them in customs. What you failed to mention, so far they haven't found any drugs, but they have located 970 bags of airline peanuts. This is going well.
Yes.
Yeah. A 1908 Harley Davidson sold at auction for $935,000 last week. What you failed to mention, the owners, if you can read this, the chick fell off t-shirt went for just over $35. We're cutting that joke up. A bird pooped on a bride while she was reciting her wedding vows. What you failed to mention, it was an indoor wedding. A new study says that people can tell if they'll like a song within the first few seconds of hearing it. What you failed to mention, that's nothing. I can tell if I'll like a person the second I lay eyes on them, and I don't have to even hear one peep that's came out of their stupid faces. Men's members are 25% larger than 30 years ago, according to a new study. What you failed to mention, what's your sample size? We surveyed 500 men. What if the lady doing the measuring was a real ugga-mug? Maybe that's the problem.
Back in the day.
See, they're not erect, you see.
Yeah.
They shrinkage the ugly face.
A new study using mice says that exercising in the morning actually helps burn more calories. What you failed to mention, yes, but only if your morning workout consists of running on a wheel.
Oh, yeah, they're testing the mice.
The gerbil, you see.
Right.
Hamster.
This is going well in front of my comedy hero. Going well. A new survey says that spontaneous sex among couples is just as fun and satisfying as pre-scheduled sex activity. What you failed to mention, I don't know about spontaneous sex, but I do know afterwards I enjoy a spontaneous sandwich, especially if she jumps up and makes it for me. Fellas, if your lady gets up afterwards and makes you a sandwich, you know you did a good job. If she jumps up and collapses to the floor because her legs gave out, you know you did an amazing job. And finally, actors at one of those medieval act-out restaurants in Los Angeles have gone on strike demanding higher wages. What you failed to mention, the actors are asking, if you ask me, the actors are being quite greedy. I hear they're not asking, but demanding that their pay go up to 3 whole chickens and 2 bag of flour a month. I'm Jeff Oskey, and this has been the news that we...
to mention news, Jeff Oskey.
All right.
You know, can I just say this about Jeff? Jeff was my opening act for a little while. And then, like other comedians, they get so strong, it's time for them to move on and headline.
Sure.
And Jeff made that transition. I very much enjoyed my time when he was my opening act.
Thank you very much. Mr. Jimmy Pardo was here in the studio with us.
Positive energy.
You could have put that in a nice card.
And
don't you think over the air is nicer so everybody gets to hear it? A nice card, he reads it and goes, oh, that's great.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
How long have you been hosting Never Not Funny now?
Never Not Funny is starting since 2006. So what are we at, 17 years?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I am forever grateful that my co-host Matt Belknap came to me and said, do you want to start a podcast? And I was like, well, I know Ricky Gervais has one. What else does that mean? And then here we are 17 years later.
Okay.
And I am, as I say, every day I'm grateful for it.
And you doing a charity event.
We do podcast-a-thon every now and then, yes.
When you do it, it's a terrific charity. Do you mind giving me the real quick?
Sure. We raise money for Smile Train, which is the great organization that goes to third world countries and performs
surgery repairing
for cleft palates.
Yeah,
it's a long time since we've done this, so I forgot the.
It's a great organization, but you've stepped up many times and done that. I'm sure you'll be doing one in the future.
So. We're hoping to do one. You know, the pandemic got in the way of sure. Doing that. We did one online, which was fine, but hopefully we'll get to another live one this year. And we've raised over $1.5 million for them.
Oh, great! That is so great.
I'm very grateful that friends like Conan O'Brien and John Hamm and Sarah Silverman and John Cryer, people like that will stop by.
No reason to humble brag, but it's still...
it's funny. I was just going to ask
for
you...
For charity.
I was going to ask you about John Hamm, who's a terrific actor.
Yes.
And have you seen the Oscar... sorry, it's not a commercial, but it's like a promotional announcement for the Oscars.
I've not.
It's
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel, and it's what they're sort of doing a knockoff scene from the huge. John Hamm was one of the
from Maverick
featured actors in the Top Gun Maverick show.
Sure,
and he's back in that role. It's a Google it. It's a really cool promotional announcement for the Oscars with Kimmel, and John Hamm is so funny. So good in that.
He's wonderful. And you know what?
I brought it up. You knew him from playing poker way before he was famous. Yeah, Mad Men.
He was. We had two Johns. We had Tall John and Handsome John that played poker. And then Tall John now writes for producer on Bob's Burger.
Oh, yeah.
And then John Hamm, of course, we all know John Hamm. So, and I've got a podcast. So it's all going great.
That's another way to look at it. Yeah.
It's all going great. You know who's great? Jimmy Kimmel is, I never thought I'd say this at a time where, he used to bounce on a trampoline with girls in bikinis. Yeah, I think he's the best host on television.
Oh, and really? Good.
I think he's great. I think he's great when he hosts the Oscars, and I hope he's listening to this. And hears. He used to open for me.
We don't get to watch a lot of late night TV.
It's no.
Well, you can record it and then watch it at your leisure.
No, thanks.
Take your VCR.
No, thanks. Hard pass on that, my man.
Not for me.
The Oscar promo, and there's a special guest appearance in it. It's really funny.
All right.
Very well done. For the record, I wanted to play this, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. That's Jimmy Durante, and it's kind of... Is he doing a...
What?
What? None of that was
the crowd noise?
No.
I don't think you pressed the right button. Oh, I hear it.
Is he doing ha-cha-cha-cha?
Oh, my God.
It sounds like he's scratching his ass.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I'm playing with a wrench.
It sounds like somebody rubbing Velcro
racket
together.
Wrench?
Is this your way of proving you were right? Is that what's happening?
No, I was wrong. I was...
You're admitting.
Christy's the one that thinks it's hot, cha, cha, cha.
Yeah.
That's how I always hear it.
Hot, cha, cha, cha. That's four.
Okay, okay.
Hot, cha, cha, cha.
It's four?
Okay,
sorry.
Four.
We can talk this to death, I'm sorry. And then I've got this up here. I'm not sure what this is for, but let's give this a listen.
I hate Jimmy Pardo. F you, Jimmy Pardo. You're behind Carrot Top.
That's that? Kevin Cronin from
Kevin
REO.
Cronin, yeah.
We asked him to do that.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm not upset. No, great. I've become a friend. Very grateful.
And he is from the same town you're from, right?
We are both from hometown Illinois, which is a little suburb south of Chicago. It is 1 mile by 1 mile, completely surrounded by a guardrail. It's basically a trailer park, but with houses.
Oh. Mm. And I remember what Kevin said.
Kevin said this to me. Yes. Thank you, Chick. Mm-hmm. I finally had the chance to meet Kevin many, many years later at the Thousand Oaks Civic Center. And no, but hometown's only like 3,000 people. It's really small. And he grew up in Costner. I grew up in Corcoran. And I finally had the chance to say hello to him. I said, Kevin, you're never going to believe this, but we both grew up in hometown. He went, is that right? And walked away.
That's a common touch. Yeah. Kevin Cronin has it. Okay.
Kevin Cronin from REO. Very nice guy.
He is maybe the nicest guy in rock and roll. He really is a good person. And I was able to share that story with him. And luckily, he laughed at it and made fun of himself. And I didn't just go, no, I was right. Scram. He has the greatest Live Is What You Play For. What the hell's the name of that live album, Ace?
Get
What You Play For. Where they do Golden Country. And then he ends it by going, thank you, good night. Y'all have a happy Halloween now, here.
part of that was recorded in this city, and Chick does a very good Kevin Cronin.
Oh, let me hear it.
I do not. What do I do? Get it, plays with his guitar.
There you go.
Myself, I sang.
I love that.
I just love it. What rock and roller tells you to enjoy your Halloween?
That's great.
Like a kindergarten teacher going, better be Halloween. See you Monday. Rock and roll. Y'all have a happy Halloween. Now, be safe out there, right? Check the candy for raises.
If you're walking in the dark, wear white.
Wear white.
Here we go. Here, this is a little bit of that.
Oh, no.
You see? Gary, he plays the guitar, myself I sing, you see. So sometimes there's a little gap in between there.
Uh-huh.
Let me give you an example.
Isn't that bass?
The other day.
When was it?
Remember it well. It was
when?
Just the other day.
Thank you.
Just the other day, I swear to God, people, just the other day. I called Gary up on the telephone, you see, and he picked up the phone, he said...
There you go. A little bit of talking guitar.
That's great.
Gary Richrath.
70.
That'd have been 76.
I have not heard that album.
That's before they had their monster hit album, the multi-platinum.
I heard it from a friend.
High Infidelity.
I'll have to listen to that live.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
It is cool. Great. Gary Richrath is, to me, one of the most underrated guitarists of all time.
And they're still out. Gary, sadly, is gone.
He is.
The band is still out there.
And they're great. Dave Amato on guitar now. Mm-hmm. Terrific.
Yeah. Now, we have Jimmy Pardo in the studio with us. Back on stage, Cincinnati. Does, go bananas tonight.
Does David Amato have any words to live by?
Yeah, he goes...
Because he has Amato.
I see. I went the other way.
Something in Latin.
I chose the unhelpful direction to go.
You know, like E pluribus unum.
Yeah, I failed.
Okay, I mean, I don't know Latin.
They're not all home runs. We get it.
I learned earlier. Some hit, some don't. Yeah. Where's Oskay to save me?
we teased this story a few days ago, but never did finish it. This is kind of cool. There is an owl.
Oh, I have that
on the loose in Central Park.
An owl.
We've had probably five or six stories about zoos losing critters in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
There was a.
You'd think that would
monkeys
be
were stolen
in the mission statement for the zoo. Number one,
lock them down.
I don't think it's always the zoo's problem.
What do you think? You think it's the owl's problem?
No, I think there are people that go in and
they wander in and
let them out.
Vandals.
Vandals.
Can we steal rare animals and resell them and make money?
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's quite a bunch.
I think it's usually someone who's mentally deranged that thinks.
Okay, you got me. What else do you need?
Animals need to be free and not realizing. Well, if you let the lion out, it's not going to fare well.
Yeah.
But
New York Central Park Zoo says an escaped owl has been spotted hunting for his own food. The zoo said the owl named Flacco went missing after his exhibit was vandalized.
I call him Joe.
February 2nd.
Joe Flacco.
Flacco.
He's a great PI.
Since then, staff have been monitoring the owl closely and have recently observed him, quote, successfully hunting, catching, and consuming prey.
Sure.
Flacco's flight skills have also improved as he gains the ability to confidently maneuver around the park. The zoo had been trying to lure Flacco back with food, but now that he has learned to hunt for himself, the zoo said they will need to devise new strategies to get him back. Why wouldn't they just leave him
in
the park? You know, it's proving that he's okay.
Yeah.
I used to be real hesitant about flying, but now I'm more comfortable. I hit my head a lot when I crash.
So what's probably going to happen? Is pretty soon he's going to be diving down to those gelato and sausage carts and getting into someone's hand.
Oh, I love going to the zoo and getting a nice gelato and sausage. And sausage.
Boy, if there's anybody you can relate to people, it's Tom Griswold.
The angel of
carnival. You never had a New York City street gelato?
When you were a kid, you put on your tux and go to the zoo and get your gelato and your sausage.
No, I mean in the streets of New York.
You know, the driver would let you out there.
Willie said that age-old combo.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.